Well, this is great news. It means that Grand Forks will not have a closed air base. The Grand Forks Air Force Base will remain open. This BRAC commission now cannot by law close it. The next step, of course, is the emerging missions, working with the Air Force to make sure that the missions we have there are robust. But look, what this says is in the long term, years and decades from now, the front gate at the Grand Forks Air Force Base is not going to say closed, it's going to say welcome, because it's going to be an open, active Air Force installation. I'm really proud of that, and this is a big, big day and a big hurdle to get over.
This Grand Forks Air Force Base is going to be open and operating and going to be a place to host new missions, exciting new missions, the growing new missions, and that's good news for Grand Forks. I think the future is also bright for Fargo. We saw yesterday the new incoming chief of the Air Force say repeatedly that the hooligans are the finest Air Guard unit in the country. He repeatedly singled them out for their outstanding performance. So I think things look bright for Fargo as well. Well, the next step is the list that will go forward. There'll be final votes in September. Obviously, it's critically important that we try to nail down the specificity of the assignments to Grand Forks and Fargo. Now, some of those things won't happen before September. That is, some of these decisions will be made outside the BRAC process. But we've made enormous progress over the last 3 weeks, thanks to a total team effort.
This is like winning the Super Bowl, only a whole lot better. Clearly, there was a skepticism in this BRAC staff that we just couldn't overcome. And I believe they were pitching as hard as they could today to have us added to the list. Fortunately, I think the Air Force really came to the fore and made it very clear what their mission for Grand Forks was and the rationale for why we need this base. Certainly the efforts of the delegation, working closely with the governor, we worked this every way we could. It's this huge feeling of relief. I'll tell you, you can't imagine having so much at stake and the considerations going on across the dais, than to have it resolve, and resolve, I'd say, conclusively in our favor. It is a very happy day for Grand Forks in North Dakota.